Well, welcome everyone. I know there was a lot of session choices you had at this time, so I'm really glad you guys came today, and we're going to try to make it worth your while. We've got some really exciting things to show you today. So I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Scott Manchester. I'm the Group Program Manager at Microsoft for the remote desktop service and the platform. And I'm joined today by a couple of my colleagues from Citrix, Kariti and Jitendra. They're going to show you all the exciting stuff. So once you get past me, then the fun begins with these gentlemen. So quick show of hands, how many people were at Synergy this year? How many people came to our session at Synergy around a similar topic? We got one. Just Benny? One more? Okay. A couple guys? All right, good. Well, things evolved a little bit since then. So we had some really exciting announcements back then, and we're going to build on those a little bit today and show you guys some actual live demos of some of the things that we introduced back in May. So I want to get started first by ensuring that we kind of level set in the room, make sure you guys are in the right session. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about remote desktop services and the platform. And I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here, so we'll get through this quickly. But the remote desktop services is, obviously, it's a finished solution that we offer. But more importantly, it's also a platform that our partners build on. We've had a long-standing relationship with Citrix, and these guys have done some amazing things on top of our platform. We work really closely with our partners to continue to create opportunities for them to innovate and build exciting solutions like you're going to see today. The ones today, obviously, are very cloud-focused, hence the title of this session. So, as you know, Windows Remote Desktop Services provides IT pros great opportunity to manage their costs, both in terms of hardware and servicing of a deployment. And for customers, it provides them access to hosted Windows and desktops from anywhere on any devices. So, level set, okay? If that didn't resonate with you, you're probably in the wrong session. All right. So we've had solutions for on-prem for some time. Like, we built a very strong business within Microsoft, and our partners have as well, supporting people deploying remote desktop services and Citrix solutions on-premises, on their own data center, on their own hardware. And we've supported both VDI scenarios as well as session-based scenarios for some time. So in case you haven't heard, there's this really innovative thing happening called the cloud, right? Lots of new opportunities now to take advantage of PaaS services, and just a general moving your cost structure from a very large CapEx expense to more of an operational expense by renting the equipment that you're hosting your services on. So until recently, we had a great solution for session host in the cloud, but we really didn't have a story for VDI if you wanted to run client operating system. So we're really excited to share with you today how that's evolved in terms of a licensing model for Microsoft, allowing customers to run Windows 10 Enterprise in the cloud as a VDI session, and then the work that the Citrix folks have done to create a great management solution around that. So if you've got a large-scale deployment and you want to have Windows 10 VDI hosted in the cloud, we've got a great solution to offer you with our partners. So for Windows Server 2016, my team primarily focused in three areas. The first was in increased performance, and we'll talk a little bit about that today. That's primarily in the graphics performance, but logon times, efficiency of our licensing server and our broker, and some of those other roles that may or may not be used when you build on top of us through a third-party platform partner. Enhanced scalability, primarily these were investments in our broker, not necessarily applicable to a Citrix deployment, but for customers that do use RDS as a finished service, this is a big deal for them. And probably the biggest area of innovation and the most valuable was the work that we did to make it easier to deploy RDS and platform partner solutions to the cloud. Some of that is around licensing, some of it is around work that's happening within Azure and new PaaS services, and some specifically in the RDS platform itself. There's been a lot of innovation happening in Azure. You've heard about some of that this morning in the keynote. There's a few sessions also today that'll cover some of this as well. That we've now got GPU-supported SKUs in Azure. We'll be doing a variety of demos at other RDS-related sessions where we'll show you the performance and capability you get now with these new Azure N SKUs. These are really high-end SKUs. I had the luxury of being able to play with one of the preview versions of these for a couple of months now, and it's just amazing. Like, I typically will now just remote into my N SKU as opposed to working on my own desktop because it's far better than the one I'm working from. That is when Benny's not using it. And it's actually become a very popular demo machine. So in fact, I think I have to make sure I'm not on it throughout the day today because a lot of people are logging into it and showing some pretty exciting demos. So stay tuned. These guys will tell you a little bit about the opportunities to leverage these SKUs in the deployments that they're building and service offerings as well. One of the things I want to note We did this great new work within the platform to support virtualization with these new NSKUs so we can have this like a pass-through type experience so that you can run the native driver. But we also made changes in our session host server so that now you can turn on GPU access in a multi-user environment. Now, this comes with some, you know, caveats that you may need to make sure that you're running the right set of apps that behave well in that environment. And obviously, your mileage may vary in terms of the performance of multiple people trying to access the GPU at the same time. But it does open up some new opportunities for you, gives you a little bit more flexibility in configuring your deployments for higher-end workloads. In addition to the enhancements that we have with Hyper-V for GPU virtualization, there's also a number of security enhancements. There's a lot of talks going on here at Ignite that are going to cover this in detail, but just a high level of some of the things that I think are relevant for many of you in this crowd. Obviously, the ability to have shielded VMs. This is great. You have the ability now to give specific access to specific people at specific times. So like a JIT kind of access to your VDI infrastructure. And with the support now for Gen 2 VMs, obviously the VTPM is available, which supports these scenarios as well. So lots of new security enhancements. I'd invite you to attend some of the deeper discussions that will get into some of these things. But at a high level, these are new capabilities that we're exposing in Hyper-V and that the Citrix folks are going to be leveraging in the variety of different offerings they have as well. So with that, I'd like to turn things over now to Jitendra and Kriti and have those guys give you a little breakdown of the new service offerings they have and see some live demos.
Great. Thanks, Scott. By the way, I'm Kiriti Valicherla. I'm a product manager in the Zenapp and Zen Desktop team at Citrix. Currently, I'm primarily focused on the Zenapp Express technology. So I'll begin by focusing on the partnership itself. It's been, as Scott mentioned, amazing partnerships for over 25 years. But the last 1 year has been really special. Both companies have come together and really up-leveled the partnership. And we announced some exciting new initiatives at Synergy in May this year. So I'll walk you through some of these key announcements. The first one is around Office 365. With Zenapp and Zen Desktop, you would be able to provide the full capabilities of Office 365 to your end users. We are particularly proud of the work that we have done with Skype for Business. Microsoft and Citrix co-developed a solution for delivering the best Skype for Business experience for your end users in a virtual apps and desktop environment. So you get the best of both worlds here. So essentially, as IT, you can secure the app, Skype for Business, host it on a Zen app, Zen desktop environment, and deliver it to your end users. And your end users still get the best performance because our real-time optimization pack helps optimize the audio and video delivery in Skype for Business. So this is co-supported by both Microsoft and Citrix, and is the only solution recommended by Microsoft in the space. The second one, it's just to reiterate our deep commitment to the Microsoft platform. So back in May, we said that we will have the day one support for Windows 2016. We're excited about the announcements made today. So when the bits are available, we have software available ready to run on 2016. The second is about Azure. So Citrix has picked Azure as its strategic cloud platform. So what that means is any solutions that we build in future, we will bring it first to Azure platform. So that's a pretty big thing. The third one is around mobility. So we have integrated our Citrix NetScaler and Zen Mobile technologies with the Microsoft Enterprise Mobility Suites to help deliver the best mobile app and device management capabilities. But I think most of you are probably interested on the bottom two services here. We are really excited about these two new services being built on top of Azure. The first one is around the Windows 10 delivery with the new licensing model changes. Microsoft and Citrix are partnering to help deliver the best experience to your end users. And the next one is about the Zenapp Express one, which is essentially will be the fastest. I would say that this will be the fastest and the simplest way to deliver Windows apps to any device from Azure. So most of the presentation will be focused on these two services. But before that, I want to quickly talk about the Windows Server 2016 on all the things that we are doing there first before I move on to the cloud services. So we recently announced XenApp 7.11. This version will support Windows Server 2016. So we are delivering on the promise of the day one support for it. So what this means is you can run your apps now on Server 2016. It's not just about your app workloads. You can host your XenApp and Zen Desktop infrastructure on 2016. So if you're familiar with XenApp and Zen Desktop, all the components such as delivery controllers, storefront, provisioning servers, so all of this can be run on Server 2016. So you can essentially standardize on this platform. The third one is around the Azure Resource Manager support. XenApp and Zen Desktop have always supported provisioning workloads in Azure through Azure Classic. But with the 7.11 release, we are supporting Azure Resource Manager. So using Citrix Studio, the machine creation services, now you should be able to provision workloads in Azure using Azure Resource Manager, taking advantage of the full scale of Azure. The fourth one is about the universal app publishing. So if you're a Windows developer, you want to develop apps once and deliver it to any Windows device using this concept, now you can take this universal apps and publish them on Server 2016 and make it available to any device practically using XenApp and Zen Desktop. So that's available in 7.11 as well. The last one is about AppDNA. This is a great technology where if you're planning your migration to the 2016, you can leverage this technology to ensure your apps are compatible with this new platform. It'll give you a chance to fix any app compatibility issues before you deploy them on the Server 2016. The next one, so Scott mentioned about the Azure N series, so we're really excited about that as well. HTX has been the industry-leading remoting solution. It's also the best solution available to remote graphics-intensive 3D apps as well. Many engineering and design firms across the world use XenApp and Zen Desktop to host these 3D apps and deliver it to their end users located all over the world. These users are usually precious commodities, these designers. So these might be located anywhere in the world, and they ensure that it's hosted in their data centers and secure them, not only the app, but also the data, and deliver it to any device on any network. But with this new Azure N series, it actually makes it easier to move these workloads to Azure. You can not only take advantage of the scale of Azure, but also pick one of the data centers that is available across the world and have these workloads be closer to your end users, so it further improving the performance of it. So if you have knowledge workers who use business graphics, you can publish those apps on XenApp and use one of these GPU-enabled instances and deliver it to your end users. Because in this case, the GPU will be shared across sessions, so it's kind of providing you better TCO. On the other hand, if you have demanding users, these professional designers who want the dedicated GPU, you can leverage the Zen Desktop. You can have that app published, available on a Windows 10 desktop and delivered to them, to their device using Zen Desktop technology. So we are really excited about this. We have already run some tests on the NV6 and we are seeing some great results there. Yep.
Thanks, Kiriti. Hey guys, so I'm Jitendra Deshpande. I'm the engineering director for the XenApp Cloud Service and XenApp Express Service. So what are your options today to migrate XenApp to Azure? Right, so I'm going to go through some of these options so that you have a very clear idea of how you can leverage Azure Cloud Platform for XenApp. So the first option you have is, let's say you have an on-premises XenApp deployment. You can extend the workloads to Azure using our Azure Classic support as well as Azure Resource Manager support. So like Kiriti mentioned, in the 7.11 release, which was recently announced for XenApp, we now support Azure Resource Manager natively through the Machine Creation Services, or the MCS technology, which is a part of XenApp. So this is typically good if you want to burst into the cloud. You know, if you have any seasonal workers, you know, contractors, and you want to have a few workloads in Azure, and you have an existing Zenap deployment, you can basically extend, you know, very, very easily into Azure. The next option is you can actually host your entire Zenap setup in Azure. We support that. That includes your management components like brokering, monitoring, which is, you know, the director component, storefront. Everything can be in Azure. So that's more of a strategic forklift that you want to do. And we are actually seeing a lot of customers interested in that option, where they want to move everything to Azure. The third option, which is a fairly recent option, is the cloud service. So what you can do with this is your management components, which are your brokers, storefront, director, they can actually be a part of the Citrix Cloud Zenap and Zendesktop service. And they are actually managed by Citrix. So they're managed and operated by Citrix. And your workloads can be in Azure under your subscription. So here, as well as in the first one, you know, that supports the hybrid model, you know, which Scott Guthrie talked about in the keynote. That is really the prevalent model today in enterprises where they want some workloads in Azure, you know, some workloads on premises. So extend and cloud service support that model where you can really have the workloads anywhere you want. And the main advantage of the cloud service, though, is that any management features which we add to the platform, you don't have to do any upgrades or migrates to get that. We just seamlessly update all the management components every few weeks as we keep on adding new features, and you just can start leveraging them as we roll them out. So that's, you know, the classic advantage of any cloud service where maintainability is very, very straightforward. So that's what the cloud service offers. Again, the main point here is that you have a lot of options to have Zenap on Azure, and it just depends on what use case you have. So just to recap, these are the offerings we have today for Zenap on Azure. So as I mentioned, you can have a perpetual licensing model, you know, with Zenap on premises, and you can cloud burst into Azure for your workloads, or you can buy the Zenap cloud service, which is more of a subscription-based model, and even that supports your workloads on-premises or in Azure. Again, the key thing there is the management components are all hosted and managed by Citrix. Of course, in future, we are coming up with the two new services, which is going to be targeted for the Azure platform, and that's the Zendesktop for Windows 10 service, which we are going to demo shortly, and the Zenap Express service, again, that's we are going to demo that today. So the main thing here is for both those services, the management components are in Citrix Cloud. So Citrix Cloud does the brokering, and the workloads in the Windows 10 case, obviously Windows 10, they are in Azure. The Zenap Express case, the RDS servers, they are also in Azure. So the obvious question is, what are the business benefits of having Zenap on Azure, right? So obviously you get all the benefits which you would when you put your infrastructure in the cloud. You know, the first one is flexibility. You know, you can ramp up to the cloud in a phased manner. You know, any enterprise company today, they cannot just take whatever they have and just put it in the cloud in one fell swoop. You know, you have to do it in a phased manner, and Zenap absolutely supports you doing that. You know, also any big migration projects you have, like Windows 10 migration, that gets accelerated with, you know, if you actually do it in the cloud. Just because of all the reasons, you know, infrastructure, you don't have to buy it and set it up, it's right there. Then the next obvious advantage is the cost and time savings. You know, you go from a CapEx model, like Scott mentioned, where, you know, you don't have to have a big capital expenditure up front. You know, you basically pay as you go, the standard subscription model. Last but not the least is really the simplicity of it all. You know, you have perfect administration console across all the different platforms and products. And also, as I mentioned, you know, the management components, once they're delivered by Citrix Cloud, are always kept up to date. You know, you don't have to plan your migrations, you know, because again, Zenap migrations, since Zenap is a very important part of the infrastructure, they have to be done very, very carefully. So in this case, Citrix Cloud, you know, takes care of that migration, and you always get the latest features. So you can take full value of the platform and whatever innovation Citrix is coming up with. And obviously, you also have consistent implementations across all of your farms. So those are the benefits of having XenApp and Zen Desktop move to Azure.
All right, thanks, Jitendra. So now that you know why it makes sense, I guess we'll talk about the two new services which leverage Azure. So the first one is XenApp Express. So with the deprecation of Azure Remote App, Microsoft is partnering with Citrix to help build the next generation of the remoting solution. So we are going to combine the simplicity and the speed of Azure Remote App with the power and enterprise capabilities of the Citrix XenApp. So let me dig a little deeper into this. The first one, this service, you can subscribe to it from Azure Marketplace, but you would come into Citrix Cloud. This service will be delivered via Citrix Cloud, citrix.cloud.com. Once you're logged in, you would be able to bring in your own Windows Server images with your apps installed on them. You will also bring in your RDS CAL licenses if you want, or you can buy RDS SAL licenses. So that's number two. The third one, we will be leveraging your Azure subscription for the workloads. So you can bring in your Azure subscription, and once you provide the details, our Citrix XenApp service in Citrix Cloud will be able to provision workloads in your Azure subscription. To make it even more simpler, here's a quick high-level architecture view. So at the top, you have Citrix Cloud. The XenApp Express is running in Citrix Cloud. And we are building a new simple management UI layer there. So once you have subscribed to the service from Azure Marketplace, you would come into citrix.cloud.com. And using this new simple UI, you would be able to create app collections wherein you will be able to provide your Windows Server images with your apps, the Azure subscription details, and then once it's there, you'll be able to publish the apps, assign users, and once that's done, the Citrix XenApp service, Express service, the control plane will be able to provision those workloads in your subscription, Azure subscription. And the workloads can be domain joined, so they can talk to your on-prem data center if needed, so all those will be available as well. So in terms of a timeline, so today we are going to show you the early sneak preview of this service. So that's we will do the demo. After that, we are planning to launch the tech preview in Q4, and the service will GA in 2015. I can't talk about specific timelines at this time, but as we get closer, we'll be able to share those information. But if you're interested in the tech preview, I recommend that you register at now.citrix.com/remoteapp. And as we get closer, we will notify you about the availability of the tech preview. So with that, we'll switch into the demo.
All right, so let me do a quick demo of what we have so far. So again, remember, this is still a dev build. We haven't even tech previewed this yet. So a lot more work will go in before we tech preview this. But I still wanted to show a sneak peek of where we are and what our progress is so far. So this is where you would land on the Citrix Cloud page after you have transacted, let's say, through the Azure Marketplace. So this is the overview page. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to create an app collection. So how many of you here have actually used the Azure Remote App service? Just a show of hands. Wow, fantastic. So what we have tried to do here is keep a lot of the terminology very, very similar to Azure Remote App. So there is really a very, very short learning curve when you start using the XenApp Express service. So I'm going to show you how to start creating an app collection, how to deploy it, and how to basically publish an app, then entitle users to that app, and then launch that app. I mean, that's really the end goal, launching of apps hosted in Azure. So I'm going to click Add an App Collection. Again, this is the same concept as a remote app collection in Azure Remote App. I'm naming the app collection here. And there are two options, domain joined or non-domain joined. So choose a domain joined option, you know, if you have an existing domain already connected to the Azure VNet in which we are going to provision your machines, basically. And this is the more popular option, is what we have found. The non-domain joined support is also coming soon. OK, so next step is you're going to put in your Azure subscription details. So I've already linked an Azure subscription, was pre-created. I'm going to link it here. And this is a subscription under which these resources are going to be provisioned. This app collection is going to be provisioned. I'm going to then pick a resource group within this. I'm going to pick a virtual network within that resource group. And then finally, the subnet. So again, those were the Azure subscription details in which your resources would be provisioned in. Next is really the domain details, since this is a domain joined option which you have chosen. The next thing you would choose is you would pick a template image. So we would be providing certain pre-canned template images, you know, with the VDA on it and certain apps on it. But you obviously have the option of uploading your own template image on which your line of business apps have been installed. So in this case, I'm just going to pick an image which we have. This option is really, you know, to help you sort of manage your cost as well as have optimal consumption of your resources, which we are going to provision in Azure. So we are giving certain options here. And these options are liable to change. I mean, we are still working through you know, what would be the best options over here. And we are actually looking for feedback from all of you. You know, you've been using this service, you know, the remote app service for a while. So you want to make sure that, you know, whatever options you would like to be there are kind of included, and we get that feedback. But what we currently have is, you know, you can choose what's the profile of your end user. It's a task worker or an office worker or what have you. And based on that, we will then have those many sessions running on those RDS machines. You know, you can also choose, you know, when you want to log off the sessions after they're shut down. So do you want to log the session off after 10 minutes, or maybe after an hour, or you basically don't want to log them off?
It's basically the idle timeouts. Yeah.
So here, after that, you can essentially put in what's the maximum number of concurrent users who are going to use this app collection. And again, all this information we are collecting so that we can optimize the number of resources we create in your Azure subscription. In your app collection. Then we are also working on sort of an estimated cost calculator based on your choices so that before you provision these resources in your account, you have, you know, some idea of how much that's going to cost, you know, per hour, per month, based on certain usage. So if you have any feedback here, you know, feel free to stop by at the booth and tell us what you think about some of these options and what you would like to see. So now that you have entered all these options to create the app collection, it's now time to deploy. I mean, obviously, you might want to review them again so that, you know, because this is actually going to deploy resources in your subscription, and you're going to be charged for that. So it's always good to just take a quick look at, you know, what you've chosen. But after you do this, you essentially hit Start Deploy. And this would typically take a few minutes because we're actually going in into your subscription and creating those machines. So this part of the demo, we have kind of canned so that, you know, we have already pre-created those resources in that subscription so that you don't have to wait here, you know, for 20 minutes till till those things are ready. Okay, so now that this app collection has been created and all the machines behind it have been provisioned, you can see the state is still input required. So what that means is you still might want to go ahead and publish some apps and then assign users to those to this app collection so that those users can actually launch those published apps. So you go back into the app collection, you go to the users tab, and then you publish apps. Right, so you see all the apps here from that template image. So we actually do that in real time. We'll actually capture whatever apps are in there and list them out here. So this is the standard app publishing workflow which you've gone through in ERA or even in XenApp if that's what you've been using. After that, you enumerate the users or the user groups. We also support user groups. And then you decide, you know, which users you want to assign these apps to. So let's say I want to assign these apps to user 0 and user 1. As you can see, we have assigned this app collection to those two users. And if I head back, now you can see that the app collection is actually active now. So it's ready to rock and roll, and you can actually send the storefront information to your end user. Storefront is really the first place where end users would go to, where they can see all the apps they are in, you know, they are entitled to in the XenApp world, and then they can click and launch those apps. So the admin would go in here, and they will see the URL right there in that app collection, and they would send that URL out to their end users. So now I'm in the role of an end user, so I would click on that URL, and I would then download Citrix Receiver, or I can use the Citrix HTML5 client, in which case you don't need to install anything on your machine. I log into Storefront. Again, this particular behavior or experience is exactly the same even if you're using an on-premises XenApp environment or maybe the cloud service. So as you can see, you know, this was user 0. We just published these two apps for user 0. And then it's probably a financial analyst who heavily uses calculator or something.
So we leverage the end users need the Citrix receiver. These are available on all kinds of platforms. We have an HTML5 receiver, as Jitendra mentioned. We also support all kinds of thin clients. At Synergy, we had announced this new Raspberry Pi thin client. So if you're looking to lower the TCO, that's a great solution as well. Yeah.
So again, you know, there are a bunch of other options like images. You know, you can upload different template images to be used by different app collections and so on. You can also add different Azure subscriptions, you know, because there might be some app collections which might be a certain Azure subscription, some others which might be on some other one. So we are still working through all these workflows to make them as user-friendly and optimized as possible. And as I said, you know, please feel free to stop by our booth and give us feedback. We actually are going to do some user studies based on our existing workflows and UIs. And any feedback we get is absolutely welcome, and we would incorporate that into our tech preview as well as our eventual GA. So that was the XenApp Express demo as of today. Again, this is a dev build. We are working through all of these workflows at a furious pace, so we are really excited to see what we can do in the tech preview and eventual GA next year in 2017. Over to you, Kiri.
Yep, thanks, Jitendra. Do you guys like it? All right. Great, thanks. So as Jitendra said, like, we are really looking for that feedback. So I'll be available at the booth all next 4 days. Jitendra is there. We have the engineering team here as well as the designers. So we still have some slots available for those usability studies. If any one of you is interested, please get a hold of me after this session. So the next, I'll move on to the Windows 10 service. Microsoft has made it easy with this new licensing changes to move your Windows 10 workloads to Azure. And Citrix and Microsoft are coming together to help kind of make that experience the best experience for your end users. So we will be leveraging HDX technology to remote those Windows 10 desktops from Azure to your end users on any device. So again, it's very similar to the XenApp Express model. So the Xen desktop for Windows 10 on Azure will run on Citrix Cloud. You will subscribe to the service from Azure Marketplace. The key thing is it's about the Windows 10 Enterprise CBB desktops. So as a customer, you will bring in those images, the Windows 10. There are certain as long as you meet the licensing requirements, you should be able to kind of bring those licenses to Azure. And then you will also provide us the Azure subscription details so that we can provision those workloads in Azure. So it's kind of like the architecture is kind of almost very similar. It's the same underneath. It's the same XenApp and Xen desktop service in Citrix Cloud. So as you can see here, again, at the top, you have the control plane, the Xen desktop of Windows 10 on Azure service running in Citrix Cloud. As a user, as a customer, you can buy the service from Azure Marketplace. In this case, though, we are not building that new simple UI. We'll be leveraging our existing management tool called the Citrix Studio, where you can configure the deployment. And once you have configured the deployment, the service would be able to provision those Windows 10 desktops in your Azure subscription. Again, in terms of timeline, so this service is actually going to come first. So we are expecting to GA this service in Q4. Again, the dates are not have been finalized. However, there is a tech preview going on right now. If you are interested in the tech preview, please reach out to your Microsoft account manager to become part of the TAP program for the service, and then reach out to your Citrix account manager, and we should be able to enable your tech preview on citrix.cloud.com. So with that, we'll jump into the demo.
All right, so let's do a demo of the Windows 10 service. This is on top of Citrix Cloud again. And again, you would transact through, let's say, the Azure Marketplace and then come into Citrix Cloud. And this is the experience, this is a similar experience which you would get if you're using the XenApp and Xen Desktop cloud service today. Right, so this is our console which we use. And what I'm going to show today is how do you create machines, Windows 10 machines, in Azure using this service. As Kiriti and me mentioned some time ago that we have native support for ARM in our product. And you can create Windows 10 desktops in Azure using that. So I'm going to show you that today. So what I've done is I have actually already created a hosting connection, which is what you typically do when you want to create machines using our MCS technology. So for example, if you were to create machines on a hypervisor, right, like Hyper-V, you would put that information in that hosting node. Similarly, since you're creating machines in Azure, in this instance, you would enter your subscription details for Azure, and you would pick which region you want to create those machines in and so on. So all that I've already done in this hosting node. So I'm going to now show how to go ahead and create those machines in Azure using the information in that hosting node. So essentially what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a machine catalog. A machine catalog is nothing but a bunch of machines. It's a fancy name for that. So I go to the Create Machine Catalog wizard. And as you can see, you cannot choose ServerOS because this is a Windows 10 service. Right, so the only option is to essentially choose a desktop OS. Obviously, if you want to actually create server OSs in Azure, then you have to go with the full XenApp Xen desktop service. Or you can use XenApp Express too once it's available. The next option is you pick you know, which technology you want to use. Again, for Windows 10 service, it's pretty self-selecting. It is going to be MCS because PVS is not supported at the moment in Azure. And obviously, they're not physical machines, they're virtual machines. So this has already been selected for you. I'm just going to select dedicated here. So some of these options probably are already familiar to whoever uses XenApp in the room and MCS technology. So next up, so I'm going to actually choose the master image, the VHD, which is the Win10 VHD, the CBB one, which is going to be used to stamp out all these machines in Azure by MCS. Okay, so I've done that. So next up is the storage type. I'm just going to choose premium because I can. Okay, so here we are essentially enumerating all the machines which are available on which you can have Windows 10 in your Azure account in that region. Right, so this is showing all your options, and you can pick whichever you think is the right one for your type of worker. Again, you can pick different ones. You can create different machine catalogs with different types here. You know, maybe one is for, again, knowledge workers, one is for task workers, and so on.
So once the N-Series is available, you can even pick the N-Series VMs as well.
Okay. The rest of the options are pretty standard. For creating machines, they're not specific to Azure. So, you know, I'm not going to run through all of those because, as I said, you know, if you've been using XenApp machine creation services, the other options are identical. And I'm also not going to provision these because, again, you'll have to sit here for a while. But that's the process in which you connect your Azure account to XenApp and Zen Desktop and then provision machines, in this case, Windows 10 machines in your Azure subscription. So that's basically, in short, what the Windows 10 VDI service on top of Citrix Cloud would do. And again, the backend itself is the proven XenApp technology. So, you know, all the brokering, everything is essentially the same, except in this case, we only allow you to create those Windows 10 machines in Azure Cloud. That's pretty much it. So I have an internal deployment, which I'm going to try to see whether we can launch a Windows 10 desktop off. That environment is a little bit unstable. It is being used by a lot of people to test out a few things. So let me see whether I can launch that particular desktop. All right, so I guess I was just going to launch a Windows 10 desktop just because I can. Again,
there you go.
Okay, so this particular desktop is the D2 V2 instance in Azure, and it's a Windows 10 desktop. We also have a few in our data center, but this is what you know, focus on, and this is all brokered through Citrix Cloud. Right? So again, this is an internal POC kind of environment where we are just constantly changing things and playing around. All right, so that is Windows 10 on Azure.
So again, as you see, we are actually using this other client here to launch the Windows 10. So we have our Citrix receiver on every platform, be it a Linux, Mac, Windows, iOS, Android, and even all the other thin clients as well. So you can use any of those. So essentially, you can have Windows 10 in Azure and provision it to any device. So that's the idea of these services.
So again, Windows 10 on Azure, brokered by Citrix Cloud. That's what this was.
Right.
That's probably 7. Yeah.
So Those are the demos for the two new services. So as to reiterate, these are still being developed actively right now. So I showed you the timeline. But for now, in terms of next steps, I recommend, to, like if you're planning your Windows 2016 server implementations, please download the 7.11 Zenapp Zen Desktop bits if you want to do an on-prem deployment. If you're interested in the Zenapp Express, please sign up at now.citrix.com/remote-app. We will notify you when it's once it's available. The third one is about the Windows 10. So join the TAP program, reach out to your Microsoft and Citrix account managers. We can enable the tech preview for you today. And if you want to learn about more about our technologies, please visit our booth. Our booth location is 633. And we also have the Microsoft booth location where we have demos. In the Citrix booth, we not only have demos for these services, but we also have it for the Skype for Business delivery of that, and also the all the other HDX demos and the Zen Mobile and Netscaler demos as well. So please visit us at the demo. And one final thing, I just wanted to reiterate, we want your feedback. So if you're interested in those usability studies, please, please reach out to us. Thank you.
Those are some pretty exciting demos. It's great to see the progress that Citrix has made in this space. It was pretty exciting to announce this in May and then to see the progress that we've made since then. There's a number of other related sessions that I'd encourage you to attend. Tomorrow we're going to do a full session, a background session on remote desktop, harness RDS improvements in 2016. Clark and Christian, I think they're in the room here, are doing a session also on deploying and managing remote desktop services in Azure. So we'll talk a little bit more about some of the things you saw today. You're at 2248 now. And then there's Benny's doing a session on Friday. Dr. Trish in front here. Say hi to Benny. He's going to do a broader overview of RDS, and we'll show you some performance metrics, both for the new GPU virtualization solutions and deployments of 2016 and I think Windows 10 VDI also. Yeah, so that's a pretty exciting session also on Friday if you're hanging around through the week. Also, please do come by our booths. We've got some demos to show you there, some additional demos. And also, there's two sessions happening, mechanics sessions happening, where I'll be doing some live demos of some of this stuff and showing some performance examples of the new NSKUs, so you get an opportunity to see those things live. So we wanted to make sure we reserve some time for Q&A for the folks in the room as well. So thank you for staying this long. I think there's a couple more slides that are required to show. I'm not sure what happened to the, I'll have to switch. While we're doing Q&A, I'm gonna bring up the other system here so you guys can take a snapshot of the link to do your eval, because we really wanna hear from you. We'll keep fine tuning these things. So it'd be a great opportunity for you guys to give us some feedback on the session.